Amen. Thank you, Brother God.
Empty and broken, I came back. A vessel so unworthy and so scarred by sin, but he did not despair. He started over again, and I bless that day. He didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. Fashions the clay, a vessel of honor. I am today, all because Jesus did not throw the clay away. And he is the potter, and I am his clay, and molded in his image. He wants me to stay. Oh, but there are times when I stumble and I fall. He does not throw the clay away. Oh, and over, he molds me and makes me, oh, into his likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor. I am today, all because Jesus did not throw the clay away. I came back to him, a vessel so unworthy and so scarred with sin. But he did not despair, he started over. He molds me. Yeah. he is the potter, and I am his clay. I'm molded in his image, and he wants me to stay. Oh, but when I stumble,
soul of honor I am today, all because Jesus, he didn't throw the clay away. I was thinking about this morning. We were raised here. Josh was born here during camp meeting. This is all I've known since I've been a little girl. I think back of so many services and how mom and dad could have thrown a lot away. I remember one morning and it was raining and Brother Hanley was preaching, and I remember mom and dad being so heavy over something. I didn't know what it was, but I knew they were hurt, and I was just small. They just root us up right under here and bring me and Josh. That's before Jordan Webb was ever born. And they took us to the place where we could find help. They didn't take us somewhere else. And take us to the play church or take us to the gym to play, or they rooted us up underneath these shavings. I've got a heritage here to be thankful for. I'm so thankful God didn't throw me away, because I'm so, so unworthy. I'm the least of the least. It's just an honor to try to serve, because I can't serve. I can't. But I know that's in the heart of Dad and Mom to try to serve some of y'all that are here that are hurting. I'm so glad we can find help in Him. Oh, He's been so good to me. And I just thank Him. Oh, I thank Him. I do. For my family, for my husband, and for my two healthy boys. What God has brought us from, and how He spared Jason's life, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Now, if you need help, help's available. And there ain't a one of us here whose clay didn't have something in it. But I'm glad He didn't throw me away. I bless His name. Sing me one other verse.
I came back to scarred with sin, but he did not despair. He started over again, and I bless that day he did not throw the clay away. I've been molded in his image, and he wants me to stay. But then there's times when I stumble, and then my vessel breaks. Then he picks up those broken pieces, and he does not throw the clay away. Over and over he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions
good, and his mercies endure forever. I am thankful for the heritage that I have. It involves this place right here. It's in my heart. I can remember coming to camp meeting and sitting back in that area, hearing the inspiration say, I can remember that. First time they just started singing. It's been a part of my life. We want you to get help for your life around here. These preachers sitting in this congregation, you need help this morning. I'm praying you get it. And if you get close to deep water and I'm close by, I'm going to push you in. It'd help you to get in over your head one good time. Appreciate the Lord touching these young people. You know what blessed my heart yesterday morning? Brother Jamie is talking about his granddaughters coming with him. It's in their heart to want to come. And I saw Brandon and his sister. I seen them coming walking down the aisle. That's Brother Brent Dules' son and daughter. Their mom and daddy wasn't here. but they had it in their heart. I remember when they was just born. They got it in their heart to come. And I thank him and I praise him this morning for his goodness. Thank him for his presence. Now there's some things I'm going to do at the end of this meeting. Brother Jamie, I want you to go ahead and get Brother Tom ready. I appreciate the Holy Ghost taking charge and doing things. I had things I wanted to do, and I'll take care of that here in a little bit. But it's time for some preaching. From God's man, feel like that's right in my heart. I want Brother Tom to come around. You can take us to about 5 to 1. God, he'll have something to say to you that'll help you and challenge your lives. Brother Scott, I want to tell you, appreciate the preaching this morning. That kind of preaching results in what's going on. Thank God for the challenge. We need to prepare our hearts. Get ready for the Lord to do something in our life. Brother Tom preached to us. I love you.
I love you, preacher.